Chairman of Petroleum Consumers Ghana, COPEC, expresses disappointment in National Petroleum Authority for increasing Unified Petroleum Price Fund, warning it will burden consumers at the pumps. Institute of Economic Affairs describes recent tariff increment by the Public Utility Regulatory Commission as insensitive. Plus, more than 500,000 businesses risk removal from Register of Companies books over failure to file annual returns by end of this month. We have details of these and many more for you. Please stay. The Joy Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. I am Pius Kojo Baka. And look now at our stories. The Chamber of Petroleum Consumers Ghana, COPEC, has expressed disappointment in the National Petroleum Authority for increasing the Unified Petroleum Price Fund margin. The NPA in a circular directed the various industry players to increase the margin by 5 pesos on every litre in the price build-up for petroleum products from June 1. Reacting to the development, Executive Secretary of COPEC, Duncan Amoah, said consumers are already overburdened by the high prices of petroleum products at the pumps due to the cedi depreciation.
Indeed, fuel prices should have declined the last window and this window. The cedi's performance has been largely blamed for the prices still being where they are and very high. UPPF used to be around 45 pesos a litre. Unfortunately, we've had to increase it and increase it. Currently, we've also adjusted just yesterday or 3 days ago to now 90 pesos a litre. These things simply continue to add onto the pressure that fuel prices continue to face in country. It is quite unfortunate that we continue to add on at a time that we should be thinking of reducing prices for our people.
Duncan Amoah is the Executive Secretary of COPEC. Now, the head of survey at the Institute of Economic Affairs, IEA, Samuel Menu, has described the recent tariff increment by the Public Utilities Regulatory Commission as insensitive. According to him, the utility provider has failed to provide efficient and sustainable supply of power to businesses and households, which have negatively impacted their profitability. He spoke at a press conference.
As for the story of we are paying less tariffs, I heard it in my mother's womb. Ghana has, we have never paid enough tariff, but there is always increase in the tariff. So what is enough tariff? You should tell us. At what tariff rate should we pay for ECG to be sustainable? We've never heard that. Whether we should pay 10,000, 200, 500, they should tell us. Then we know how far we are from that tariff rate. Right? So we just describe that as insensitive.
Samuel Menu is the head of survey at the Institute of Economic Affairs, IEA, speaking there. Now, more than 500,000 businesses risk being removed from the Register of Companies books over failure to file their annual returns. This could be described as the final warning to the firms that have failed to settle their renewal fees. More in the following report.
The Register of Companies in a notice argued that it is going ahead to do this because of the several notices and personally engaging these firms. The necessary measures have not been taken by these companies to regularize their status. The register under these companies that if their names are taken off the books, they cannot use it or conduct any business under that name for 12 years. The firms struck off the register's books can only be restored by a court directive or instruction. The register of companies revealed that it is currently going through the list to see those that have complied for the necessary corrections to be done. The Register of Companies last month also announced that more business associations risk being removed from the books over their failure to file their annual returns.
George, if you filed that report. Now, the chief executive of the Association of Ghana Industries, Seth Chumakwabwa, says government must provide the needed raw materials to help local industries increase production to reduce imports. According to him, setting up factories in the various districts in the country will not yield the desired results if the materials needed for production are inadequate. He spoke on the AM show on Joy News.
The idea of providing incentives to attract investment into some of these areas that hitherto may not be that attractive to the typical private sector operators. That is important. Another aspect that makes it feasible and very important is the value chains working. If you only set up a factory and you don't have the raw materials provided in a consistent, reliable, and regular manner, you have a problem with the production volumes. And we've experienced this in several sectors and several products. So setting up one district, one factory alone is not enough. The value
Chief Executive of the Association of Ghana Industries, Seth Chumakwa, was speaking there. More on business is the Chief Executive Officer of the Private Enterprise Federation, Anase Ebonso, has bemoaned the current economic downturn affecting Ghanaian businesses. According to him, the lackadaisical approach by government in addressing some key challenges affecting businesses is affecting the operations of private businesses and hindering them from taking advantage of the African Continental Free Trade Area. Among the challenges, Anase Ebonso highlighted power outages and high lending rate as some of the few factors affecting businesses. He spoke on PM Express.
But I see that we're not achieving results. If anything, we've been worse off than yesteryears. And that is not fair. Because the private sector, this is today. Tomorrow, next day, and the next day, the private sector is going to fail and fail miserably if we don't encourage any avenues to move them to the level where they can create import substitution. You see, what we also advocate is policy engagement with our peers, our peer neighbors, Nigerians, others, Sierra Leone and others, that you take your high ground on X, we take the high ground on A.
Anase Ebonso is the Chief Executive Officer of the Private Enterprise Federation. To some more stories, stakeholders in the supply chain industry have cited the lack of trust between academia and industry as a major hindrance to the development of an effective supply chain network in Africa. Addressing the media at the ongoing 4th Center for Applied Research and Innovation in Supply Chain Africa Supply Chain Research Summit, Director and Research Component Co-Lead Professor Nathaniel Boso called for effective collaborations with industry and academia to ensure an effective supply chain system which can boost cross-border trade in Africa.
There is currently disconnection between academia and industry. And that disconnection, I think, comes from lack of trust of industry for academia. So you go to industry, you hear comments like, the things that we do in academia are theory. Then you come to academia, you talk about this issue. They will say the industry people are not willing to share data, information with academia. Therefore, how do we understand you if you don't share data? So if you want to define industry, I want to see it from two perspectives. It could be policy, so policymakers, politicians, heads of public institutions, and you're also talking about company, private entities.
Professor Nathaniel Boso is a director and research component co-lead at the Center for Applied Research and Innovation in Supply Chain Africa, Kariska there. Leading food manufacturing firm Promasidor has renewed its commitment to remain in the Ghanaian market to support economic growth through the provision of quality food products. Marketing manager for Promasidor, Michael Hagan, gave the assurance after leading the team from Cowbell to serve 100,000 breakfasts to basic students across the country in commemoration of the World Milk Day.
Now, the reason why we're doing this is simply because as a brand, we've always had the consumer at the heart of every single thing that we do. We ensure that every single sachet that also goes out of our factory is fortified with essential minerals and vitamins. That goes a long way to aid in the development of our young Ghanaian kids. And for 25 years, we've been doing this as a brand, and it's also a great platform for us to say thank you to all Ghanaians for the continuous patronage they've done or they've shared or exhibited to us over the past 25 years.
Michael Hagan is the marketing manager for Promasidor Ghana Limited. Time now for Passion Tip on MoneyLab.
Hello, welcome to today's edition of MoneyLab. My name is Nana Asante Amwakun, Head of Consumer Experience at Enterprise Trustees. In our last edition, we discussed the importance of updating your beneficiary details. Today, we'll talk about withdrawals on the Tier 1 and Tier 2 pension scheme in Ghana. A pension scheme in Ghana is structured to provide a comprehensive retirement benefit system for retirees. When it comes to withdrawals, the rules and regulations vary for each of the tiers. For Tier 1, withdrawals typically occur at the statutory retirement age of 60, and monthly pensions is based on the years of contribution as well as the average of the best 3 years' salary. For Tier 2, members can access their funds when they retire, typically at the age of 60. Withdrawals are also possible in cases of immigration, permanent disability, or death. Some contributions can be assessed for the purchase of a primary residence, subject to specific conditions. Thank you for joining us. See you in our next edition.
Is the head of consumer experience at Enterprise Trustees Limited with pension tip on MoneyLab. Ending the Joy Business Report brought to you by EcoBank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. Now to the EcoBank's EMG Million Gang. And this year is to stop singing and talking about shopping and enjoying life and just do it. EcoBank has over 1 million cedis worth of cash and prizes in the EcoBank Million Gang promo for you and over 7,000 others across Ghana. Hey my God, winners will be rewarded bi-weekly and you can be one of them winning up to 10,000 cedis. There will also be three monthly draws and all you have to do is to deposit cash in multiples of 500 cedis into your EcoBank account at your nearest branch, EcoBank Express Point or via EcoBank Mobile to stand a chance of winning. Other prizes include four vouchers, shopping vouchers, airtime and many more. Promo runs from now till July 31. It's your time to chop life. Remember, every 500 cedis deposit earns you an entry into the EMG draw. A better way to enjoy life, a better way, a better Africa. EcoBank, the Pan-African Bank. Grateful serving you. I am Pius Kuju Baka. Ignition is next. Do enjoy.